You're listening to SBS News.
Freeze!
Shots fired into the water, people beaten, placed in dinghies without engines and pushed out of European waters. These are some of the allegations against Greek coast guards patrolling the maritime border with Turkey. Chinda from Cameroon was on a dinghy filled with asylum seekers, including women and children, when they were surrounded by four Greek coast guard boats off the island of Kos on the 10th of last month.
They asked us why we didn't get a visa before entering. We explained that we fled the country, that there was no way to get a visa when you flee like that. With the war at home, the multiple problems, our exit is illegal. They insulted us. They made the sign of the cross. They told us to go screw ourselves, and if we came back, they would kill us.
The group was then pushed across the maritime border, where they were rescued by the Turkish Coast Guard. As we're cruising along the coast here, I can see wrecked boats, which has obviously taken migrants across the short distance from Turkey. And just right over my shoulder, I can just see Turkey across the strait. And these wrecked boats would have delivered people who would have then hidden in the wood, which is just above the coastline here. But what we're hearing is that some of those who make it ashore, far from being processed and given their rights as asylum seekers, are being taken back out to sea and pushed towards Turkey. Najma from Syria made it to land on the island of Rhodes in July last year. But she says she and her two sons, along with a large group of asylum seekers, were taken back out to sea.
Then they put us on the bus and took us to a military port, then put us in boats. It was around 8 p.m. There were police wearing dark blue and commandos covering their faces with masks. I could only see the eyes. They were armed with weapons. Then we arrived at a location at around 12:15. They put us all in one boat. After that, we realized we were in regional Turkish waters.
Najma alleges her 12-year-old son was roughly thrown from a Greek boat into a dinghy and at one point became caught between the two vessels. It is a very different scene to the one I witnessed back in August 2015. These scenes are repeated day after day, night after night, all along the coast here and on other Greek islands. And what you really get from people isn't so much the fear that they've experienced, but the sheer joy of reaching Europe. Since the arrival of thousands of asylum seekers on the Greek islands 6 years ago, sentiment has hardened against migrants in the EU. And Brussels is accused of turning a blind eye to abuses because Greece is helping to keep migrants out. EU frontier boats in the area are accused of complicity in pushbacks. But now the EU Commissioner for Home Affairs, Ylva Johansson, has told us that pushbacks must stop.
I think these are violations of our fundamental European values. And when we are protecting our borders, we are protecting our values. And it could not be a contradiction between that. Why are we proud of being European? Why is European Union a place where a lot of people would like to live? It's because of our values, because of that we are defending fundamental rights. And that's why we can't see violations of fundamental rights going on without having a proper response to that.
We asked for an interview, but the Greek Migration and Asylum Ministry declined. Athens has repeatedly denied that pushbacks are taking place. But official denials may no longer be enough if the EU lives up to the promise we've heard about ending abuses on its borders.